verses 1 through 10. This is a two-part series, and we're going to only deal with the last five verses today, but I want to read all the way from verse 1 to verse 10. So that's Hebrews chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. And if you found the sacred scripture, would you please acknowledge it by saying, He's a great God. And would you please stand for the God's inerrant, infallible word. Hebrews 5, 1 through 10. For every high priest chosen from among man is appointed to act on behalf of man in relation to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can deal gently with the ignorant and the wayward, since he himself is beset with weaknesses. Because of this, he is obligated to offer sacrifices for his own sins, just as he does for those of the people. And no one takes this honor for himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. So also, Christ did not exalt himself to be made a high priest, but was appointed by him who said to him, You are my son. Today I have begotten you. And he says also in another place, You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. Being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him, being designated by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, but most importantly, the understanding and living of his holy word. You may be seated. Jesus Christ is a high priest. He is qualified to be, he has met all the qualifications to be the high priest given by God. And now this morning, as we look at this second part of this sermon, No One Takes This Honor for Himself, Jesus shows that he is the great high priest, the one that will replace the Levitical priesthood, the one that is qualified to be the great high priest is Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. Now, this is important because Jesus Christ fulfills the priesthood perfectly. Now, we learned last week that God chose every high priest from a specific group of men. These men were appointed to act from a specific group of men. They were appointed to act on behalf of mankind and in submission and under the total authority of God. They are to follow God's ways, God's thoughts, and God's plans. They were called to deal gently with those who sinned in ignorance, those who sinned by mistake because there was a lack of knowledge, a lack of knowledge of God's truth. They were also to hold those accountable who were arrogant in their sins against a holy God. These priests were called to offer a sacrifice for themselves as well as a sacrifice for others. And lastly, we learned last week that the priesthood is a position that one cannot choose for himself. The scriptures clearly taught, no one takes this honor for himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are a great God. We give you honor and glory for all that you have done. We ask you this morning to give us eyes that see, ears that can hear, a mind that can comprehend, and a heart that is palatable, a heart that can be reshaped by you, O Father, and be shaped into a honorable vessel that will serve you to the utmost. It is in the precious name of your Son and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we ask it all. And all God's children said, amen. Now, there's only one point we're dealing with today, and that is the qualifications that make it right that Christ Jesus is the ultimate great high priest, not the high priest lowercase, but the great high priest with the capital, showing that he is the one. So let's look at verses 5 through 6 of chapter 5, Hebrews 5, verses 5 through 6. So also Christ did not exalt himself to be made a high priest, but was appointed by him who said of him, you are my son, today I have begotten you. As he said also in another place, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And there are five reasons in this passage that just jump right out at us that explains the fact that Christ himself was called as Aaron was called. He did not exalt himself to become a high priest, but he was appointed by God himself. And we know that no one takes this honor upon themselves, but they have to be called to it. First, we recognize something here. Christ Jesus is the begotten Son of our Father God. He's begotten, born of a man, born through a woman. Christ was appointed and sent into the world. And let's just look at some of the evidence here that's plain. Number one, God's prophecy, his word of prophecy, shows that he has been appointed by God. Hundreds of years before Christ came into the world, though Christ has always been pre-existent,